You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
As for the enhanced odds here, Raheem Sterling to score and Man City to win in the betting at 7-4. Jonjo Shelvey to score and Swansea to win 33-1. Man City are a strange side to weigh up this season, Derek, because they look good in Europe again, coming back from 2-1 down to win 4-2 against Borussia Mönchengladbach last night. But they lost at Stoke last weekend. It's been that sort of season for Manchester City.
Yeah, yeah. They throw in too many howlers, don't they, to be a team that you trust at 2-7. But if they couldn't have picked better opponents to play. Swansea were just going nowhere. I mean, you hear so many things now. I thought Monk was safe, but the results recently suggested that they had to do something because they were heading one way and that was downwards. So Monk has gone. Whether that triggers an improvement in form, it's hard to say, isn't it? Sometimes does, especially if a new manager's appointed and he's watching in the stands or something, ready to take charge. But how can you back him at 17-2 to go and beat Man City? I just can't. There's nothing in their form all season long to suggest they're capable of it. All you'd be banking on with City to throw in one of their howlers. It could happen because they're just coming back from Europe, from a European high. But if you're going to back a 2-7 poke in the Premier League, and I wouldn't, this would be it. Man City to beat Swansea. Yeah, I just can't make a case for anything else. In fact, what I might do, because I just don't back those kind of odds, is I'll go for City to win convincingly. So City minus 2 goals is 9-5. I'm going to go for that.
Okay, City minus 2, 9-5. Mr. Phelps?
Yeah, I think they'll get a bit of a hammer in here. I mean, you go with the idea that, the players will, pull together and all the rest of it. And the one thing that I've noticed about Swansea, even through their poor form away from home, is that Liverpool game spelt it out to me. I thought they kept Benteke under wraps. I think Ashley Williams is a quality player. I think defensively, they've got some really solid players there. They're not good enough a team to keep teams out for 90 minutes. Midfield gives the defence too much to do. I did notice, I just triggered something in my mind, and I went back and had a look through to see how many midfielders score against them. Can they keep the actual forwards under wraps? And it's not like every single week it's only a midfielder, but Milner and Housen scored for Norwich, Ayew scored for Villa, which Mane did score for Southampton. When you go back, Oscar scored for Chelsea against them. So, there are a few examples there where, it's the midfielders who break through. And with this City side, who, maraud all over you, I wonder if they can keep the strikers under wraps. But it's worth having a look at Kevin De Bruyne here, because I think he's the sort of player who, when you've got tabs on everyone else, you can't keep tabs on him. He's too good. And I think, I think he's a decent price to score with Man City winning. 7-5 it is for Kevin De Bruyne to score in a Man City win. I was hoping that would be the
headline offer.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, it's barely value because he's 13-10 to score any time. So you're getting a tiny bit more, aren't you? So I like Kevin De Bruyne to get a goal, basically, and I think they'll win.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.